last play Sunday, that last punt catch, you had to run up 10, 12 yards. It was not an easy play there. I mean, was that kind of satisfying to make that catch? Is that something you take a little pride in?
Yeah, I guess
so. Or was
so.
It no big deal in your eyes?
We practice it a lot. Man. Yeah, yeah. You know, it happens in practice. We do so much punt return situations that it's difficult, though. I'm not going to say it's easy, because running up and having guys run full speed at you, and the they don't know where the ball is. And they'll come and try to knock your head off, especially when they see you running up towards them. So you just got to trust your guys in front of you blocking, and trust that, one of the other guys on the team aren't going to just take your head off and just fair catch and make the play.
Did you play off field?
Baseball? Oh, yeah. I was
center fielder, or you were shortstop?
I was shortstop. I was shortstop, but I played a little outfield in my day, so
catching a punt with 200 pounders running around you harder than playing center field.
I don't know, man. I just think that the whole baseball situation helped me out a lot, just because, balls in the air. It's not panic mode for me. Right, I just relax. You know, read the wind, see where the wind's taking it. Football's a little different. You got to read the point of the ball and see if it's left-footed, right-footed kicker, and see if it's tailing away from you, tailing to you. And so it's a little bit different in that case, but I think that it's ultimately just don't freak out when the ball's in the air and relax and make a play.
This is the ninth time that you're going to go against Matt Stafford. Just tell us a little bit about, going against him and what he brings.
Well, like I said, he's just a strong arm, can make any throw on the field. I think the best thing about him is pre-snap. He's able to read the defense and if they're disguised and see what they're in. He waits to the very end of the play clock sometimes just to get keys, and it only takes one guy stepping in the wrong direction or we're thinking in the right direction just because, trying to key a blitz or something like that, and he sees it and changes protection last second. And I think that's what he does best. He's been in this league for a long time. He's seen a lot of different defenses and just a smart quarterback.
He's one of these guys that has put up great numbers throughout his career, but he doesn't have the postseason success. In general, I'm not asking about Matt specifically. Is it unfair when people criticize guys like that and say, like, well, what have you done for your team, when they have been really good players, but their team just hasn't advanced?
I don't think people understand that to win in this league, it's hard, game in and game out. You have to bring your A game every single week. It doesn't matter if you're playing an undefeated 10-0 team or a 0-10 team. Like, these guys are getting paid a lot of money to go out there and play football. So you can't sleep on anybody. So number one, that's tough in itself. Matt Stafford's been able to win a lot of ball games. I feel like he throws for like 4,000 yards a season.
5,000 yards.
Yeah, exactly. So he's just got gunslinger mentality. I really don't think it's fair, because as a quarterback in this league, you can't. Sometimes you don't have a defense. Sometimes you don't have, special teams play a huge part. And on top of that, you have to try to score as many points as you can on offense. So I don't buy into all that stuff. Matt Stafford is a elite quarterback. You put him on a lot of other teams in this league, and I think that he might have a lot more playoff wins, just because, I'm not saying anything bad about Detroit,
right, sure.
But just whether if it's them not having a run game kind of hurt them in the past and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot more that goes into it, and you can't blame it on one guy.
With 3 weeks to go in the season, you're still number one in pass defense yards allowed. Does that are you aware of that, first of all?
Just from you guys. Okay.
That, I mean, obviously you're not going to the playoffs. So is it something, would it mean something to you to finish number one or not?
100%. We're out here, whether if we're in practice competing against each other, trying to get some takeaways, not give up big plays. We take pride in that stuff. We do. I think that if someone said they didn't care about it, I think they'd be lying to you, honestly, just because, you want to finish number one in defense. You want to finish number one in, secondary. Obviously, you want to get the most takeaways, which, unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that as much this year, which is, it is what it is. But, we definitely want to finish number one.